I misspoke, but our last speaker, Carlos, is going to be speaking from us from Los Angeles via Skype, and we're just going to make sure everything is set up. If you want to see Carlos, I have a pretty good authority that he's going to be at the RNC protest in Florida later on this summer. So those of you who didn't get to see him at the NATO protest, that's your next opportunity to see him in person, because, you know, Minnesota's a little too cold. Are we good? Carlos?
Some of the speakers, not all of them. And I'm glad to see that you're here. First of all, I want to thank all of you who have who have called the LA District Attorney Steve Cooley. I want to thank all of you who have sent letters of solidarity, either individually or by your organization. I want to thank you for your solidarity for the last year. I'm under attack by the FBI and the sheriffs, and your hard work organizing protests at the FBI office that calls in to Holder and Obama, calling in the district attorney, is having an effect of pushing back on this repression. As you know, I was arrested on May the 17th of last year, a raid initiated by the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who also attacked many of you out there, 23 activists in the Midwest and in the South and Northern California, who were raided by the FBI, who were harassed, whose documents and computers were stolen. Part of that whole movement, I'm part of that attack, because my name was listed on the search warrant at the Anti-War Committee of the Twin Cities. How many of you out there from the Anti-War Movement of the Twin Cities? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the labor movement.
Yeah.
The movement.
Students.
How about people from the 60s and the 70s that are still fighting? I knew my generation would be there. Yeah, so again, thank you for all your solidarity and hard work this last year. And as I indicated, my name was on the search warrant that was executed at the Anti-War Committee, because I was with you at the March of the Republican Convention to denounce the warmongers Bush-McCain. I was there for the whole 4 or 5 days, almost got arrested. I've been under investigation by the FBI. The FBI were the ones that contacted the local LA County sheriffs and told them Carlos Montes may be a felon. Bought some guns legally and go get them. And 2 weeks after that happened, back there, the Oregon armed raid at my house, 5 in the morning, busting the door down with automatic weapons, black jacket, helmet, and almost killed me, you know, because they could have literally killed me. I'm not exaggerating, because I did have guns in the house. They knew it. They knew about my anti-government views, anti-government activities for the last 42 years. They listed that information on the search warrant. That's why I'm listing that out there. But we've had a year of fighting back. We've had some partial victories. Originally, we had 6 felonies against me, all related to the purchase of guns, of legally purchased guns, But I know, we know for a fact that this attack against me is politically motivated, that it's linked totally to the 23 other activists who are under attack, under investigation by the FBI and the federal grand jury out of Chicago. I am part of that attack, and I am the first one to be arrested out here in Los Angeles, California. And this attack has united the movement. You know, all the work that you've done out there, the Committee Against FBI Repression, the labor movement, the anti-war movement, we have gotten thousands and thousands of people who have expressed their solidarity and have united with us to say no to the repression. Are you with us to say no to the federal repression?
Yes!
We have united and built the movement of Iraq on this. Because I know 30, 40 years ago, sometimes when we were attacked, people would get defensive, demoralized. But this has not happened. What this has got us motivated, got us united, and we stood up and are fighting back. And because we're fighting back, we're able to push back on the local district attorney and the sheriffs by forcing them to drop two of the charges. So that was a partial victory, right? And they're still, and originally they had 6 felonies against me. They said I could get up to 18 years in jail if I was convicted of these 6 felonies, right? We're able to get 2 charges dropped. And that was due to the courtroom solidarity when people are marching with me outside in the courtroom, and then we march in together in courtroom solidarity, attacking the courtroom. And because of the letters of support from ASME locals, SEIU locals, student group, SDS groups, anti-war committee groups, all these letters that are, by the way, I listed in the StopFBI.net website. How many of you read from the StopFBI website recently? I know you've all seen it before, right? A lot of letters in there, and also there's other letters that specifically were supporting myself, like the California Teachers Association and United Auto Workers, just to name a few. And so this movement has helped to not only unite us, but to push back on this attack, and that's how we're going to win my case. This is how we're going to win back against the FBI attack against 23 other anti-war and solidarity activists. Recently, we were in court. We made several motions to get the charges dropped. We're on the offensive. The judge denied some of those motions, but we're ready for trial. We're ready to push back. We're not going to give up, obviously. We've never even considered that. We're going to keep fighting. And thing I wanted to point out is that not only participated with you in the anti-war action, I was there in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. How many of you? Marching together in solidarity, saying no to NATO, no for the warmonger, and having the rally, the kickoff rally. It was such a great rally with a variety of speakers from all the movements of the world, from the Palestinian movement, the labor movement, the student movement, the gay movement, undocumented work. I mean, I can list them all. And of course, you know, the movement and the struggle in the Philippines were there, right? It was very exhilarating to be there marching in the street with you all and then watching and listening to the veterans condemning the wars and returning their medals and throwing their medals and expressing solidarity with us as anti-war activists, but as solidarity activists. Because the message that came out in denouncing the NATO warmongers that we, as people here in the United States, as working people, as working class people, as poor working class people, are in unity, are in solidarity with people who are fighting for democracy and sovereignty and self-determination throughout the world. And I just want to specifically point out the struggle of the Palestinian people today, because that is very key and foremost in our mind and our heart. And that message came out loud and clear at the NATO protest, that we are in solidarity with people throughout the world who just want to be free. And many of us from the 60s and 70s, myself, I learned that from the struggle of the Vietnamese people. The Vietnamese people wanted to be free. The United States government had invaded and occupied the country. And the people, the working people in Vietnam united throughout U.S. empire. And that's where I became politicized, and where I came to realize that this is not just a peace movement, but it's a movement to support people throughout the world that are really fighting for freedom. And that's why I'm under attack, because I denounce warmongers, but I am in solidarity with people. And I'm being investigated for what? In the 60s and 70s, they called us what? They called us what? Troublemakers, right? Outside agitators. Now what do they call us?
Terrorists.
Right. They're always trying to use the boogie, the scare tactics, right? They call us terrorists. And I'll tell you a little funny story. When I organized parents at a local high school to maintain a public education against privatization. And when they heard last year that Carlos Montes is being investigated by the FBI for being a terrorist, they just kind of laughed, you know. And they said in Spanish, Carlos no es terrorista, es un activista, you know. They said, Carlos is not a terrorist, he's an activist. You know, he's always protesting for immigrant rights, for education, and against the war. So no, I think that, you know, that the people that I talk to every day and work with and organize realize that the U.S. government is using a scare tactic of the terrorist threat. You know, they've used it for many years, and people now in this country are not falling for it. You know, some people are concerned, you know, what happens to Clinton, House, et cetera. But I think people are tired of the FBI, the federal government, using this scare tactic intimidate people, and now to attack on us, because we're in solidarity with the oppressed people of the world. So, you know, working class, poor working class, Chicano mothers, immigrants who don't have papers, who don't have a high income, don't have high education, can laugh off the government attack, saying, we are not terrorists, we are activists, we are not criminals, you know, we are fighting for freedom here at home, supporting the struggle of freedom throughout the world. I wanted to go ahead and wrap it up, because I know you've been there for quite a while. I don't know if you want me to add anything, whoever's moderating there. Oh, I will say, before I forget, what I want you to do Monday morning, I want you to get on your cell phone and call this number. I want you to call 213-974-3512. 213-974-3512. That is the number to the business insurance. Keep cooling. And say, I'm calling on behalf of Carlos Montes, Boston Target. We have been doing this now for several weeks, and it's having the effect. Initially, when the call started coming in, they were arrogant. They were asking people, who called? Why are you calling? Some people would call. But now, they have a public relations department handling the call, taking messages. Many of the times the phone is busy. Yeah. But we started last year with a phone campaign on Obama and Holder, because we know this comes from the top, from the FBI, the federal grand jury, right? And we pushed back on them, saying stop the attack on the anti-war activists. And now we targeted locally the district attorney, because they're in charge of prosecuting this case. And this having the effect of putting it back on them, and by passing the courtroom, sign the petition that's on stopfbi.net or stopfbi.la.net. There's an online petition. How many of you already, let me put you on spot for this. How many of you already signed the petition? Do it again, or ask your friends to do it. Right? So we're part of a movement to stop political police repression, whether it's the local police working in hand with the feds, which in this case they are. The FBI is working hand in hand with the local sheriff to attack my activism, my 42 years of activism in the Chicano movement. The struggle for equality, for self-determination. I come out of those roots in the 60s and the 70s. And I've continued my activism in the area of public education, immigrant rights, and of course the anti-war movement. And I want to go ahead and wrap it up there. So please continue your calls, keep the pressure on. June 20th we're set for trial. June 20th of this year. We're going to go for a full trial. That's the trial date. So we're getting ready for that. So every call, every email, every dollar donation will help keep me out of jail. Because originally, like I said, they had announced out of six felonies, I could have gotten getting up to 18 years in jail. We had two charges dropped. The DA is now saying a minimum of, looking at a minimum of 5 years in jail if I get convicted. So I stand with you in solidarity from LA to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I invite you to join with me at the next big march. It's going to be where? The next big national march that I will unite with you and look for you is where? Tampa, Florida, March of the Republican National Convention. Because they thought that by attacking us, we were going to do it again. They were totally wrong, right? They didn't know who they were messing with. They were messing with rank and file organizers, right? Organize, we fight on the ground, at work, at school, in our neighborhood, wherever we are, we will organize.
All right.
Right? And we will be in solidarity with the French people. Thank you very much.